to the continuing crisis in Syria and the problems it's creating for the president and his national security team. The White House now says it has little doubt the Syrian army used chemical gas on its own people. Based on witness accounts, the number of victims, their symptoms, and other facts gathered by U.S. intelligence, and that a Syrian promise to allow U.N. inspectors to investigate is too late. We have two reports, beginning with NBC's chief foreign correspondent Richard Engel, who's on the Syrian border with Turkey.
Good evening, Carl. Syria says it will allow UN inspectors to visit sites that were allegedly attacked by chemical weapons, and those UN teams could begin their work tomorrow. But, Carl, it's important to know that these UN teams aren't tasked with trying to figure out who may have used chemical weapons, only if chemical weapons were in fact used. And there is a big distinction. The head of the Syrian rebel movement, General Salim Idris, has told us that he believes President Bashar al-Assad, the Syrian leader, personally ordered chemical attacks against civilians. Why? For two reasons. One, a failed assassination attempt earlier this month. And two, the areas where these alleged chemical attacks took place are right on the edge of Damascus, and that rebels in that area were making progress. They had acquired some new weapons. And when you combine these two together, a failed assassination attempt on the president in Damascus and rebels very close to his own presidential palace with new weapons advancing, that according to General Idris, these two things led the Syrian president to take this very drastic decision.
Richard, this weekend we heard from Iraqi officials and tonight from Iran warning the U.S. against crossing a red line, saying that taking military action against Syria will have severe consequences. How credible are those threats?
Well, Iran, of course, is backing the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. Bashar's regime denies that it ever used chemical weapons. And now we're hearing these veiled military threats from Iran, with Iran saying that if the U.S. crosses a red line, i.e. takes any kind of military action, that there will be serious consequences. The real question is, what kind of capability does Iran have? It could attack U.S. interests, it could attack Israel, or it could try and carry out some asymmetrical attack that is a terrorist attack of some kind.